Just wanted to make a comment on this digital divide talk. Because, you know, obviously a tiny community station cannot resolve the problems on its own accord of this digital divide. You're tired of hearing about it. Unless I hear a concrete program. It doesn't take much to figure this stuff out. You know, money is not always, people always want to spend some money to solve a problem. Money's not always the solution to every, you know, social problem we confront. For instance, if you're serious about closing the digital divide, or at least paying a contribution in that direction, you should be aware, for instance, Dan, there are several programs operating right now in the Bay Area that are underutilized. One is OTX, Oakland Technological Exchange, and that Alameda County Technology Collective or whatever. These are large warehouses where people just give them old computers. They take in anybody who wants to learn about computers, and we rebuild the computers to make them useful. Then we turn around and we give them, literally, to the children to go to school. Anybody that asks for one gets one. I don't know if they have this in every city where we have a station, but it would be a pretty simple matter to partner up with them. What do we give them? Advertisement. Nothing wrong with that. Telling
PSAs.
People. That's right. What is available? Telling people what is available in their community. The people get the computers. We form a bond with the community, an invaluable bond, I would argue. And at the same time, they increase, you know, the people they come into contact with. So,
Gerald,
you know,
your time's up.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Doable.
Doable. Roger.
Can you come back to me?
Alice.
Thank you. Two things. Thanks for the presentation, Dan and Norman. First of all, I'd like to just mention a few things I would want to see more regarding the First Voices training program. I come from a background of academics where I train people and was in organizations that train people in these things. If I'm judging an educational program, which is what this, I believe, is a training program which is diverse. And first of all, there would be several ways I would want to see if I were investing or the Pacifica Board were investing this much or more or less in this program to quantify the value of this program, exactly what technologies are being learned, and how do we know a certain, you know, each individual person who goes through this training program, what is their attainment and what is their chance, how do they use these skills afterwards in detail? That's how you would judge any other training or educational program. Where do they go on to? In other words, is it of benefit to the individual student? That, to me, is the most important thing of all.
It's Alice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just real quick, there we the team, the First Voice team, does have a lot of great data on exactly these issues, how many graduates have gone through, where they are, where they're working, placement issues, and that is an area that they do have some information out, but it does also raise the whole question of what is the criteria for success.
Well, for me, to invest in it, it requires individuals having gained over those 18 months quantifiable skills, and writing skills are quantifiable too, if it's drama or whatever.
Okay. Henry.
I have one concern, and I agree with all the work that you've been doing, but it worries me that it has been 20 years in order to be implemented. And I know that it is a big window of opportunity for the young generations and that we have to put some money on it. But I am concerned that this can be used on all the stations to leave the programs as it is right now, without having the possibility to reach not only 40 million of people, but 400 million of people that we can actually reach right now. And I would like to, yes, give some resources to this opportunity to train young people because that's their stuff. But we have millions of people that we are not reaching because of a lack of good programming for our communities. I don't want this to be a deterrent or a cloud that is going to lead us to another way, while Pacifica is radio common radio, regular radio, and we want those programs to be directed mainly to our communities and to empower them on the all analog system.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Ambrose.
I'm sorry we spent so much time dealing with one program. I'd like to focus on two reports, your report of the 25th of May and your report of June 1st. First question. You mentioned AudioPort. I'd like to know how AudioPort is going to be worked, how you plan to use it, and whether it's related to the short wave system that you recommend. Your June 1st report deals with network priorities. You pose a question, what would we do with $5 million? I'd like you to deal with what would we do with $50 million. And you lay out nine different items that you can use the money for. Have you prioritized those items? What would you go for if you were able to get the authorization of this board to borrow $50 million? No, I'm very serious mm-hmm. about that.
All right,
I want to know what he wants to do with it.
Yeah. AudioPort, I had a slide on it. I didn't get a chance to show it, but it is basically a distribution mechanism. You can go up and leave your audio up there or get it down, and it's distributed according to category, just raw actuality, a full program, a speech, and it's a nifty internet exchange that will be almost fully automated, where you go up, you type in the metadata yourself, you leave the program right up there, and then other stations can download it without hooking up on an ISDN or going through that whole business. It's fantastic. It's still in beta version, should be out in a few weeks, but it's low cost too, very low cost, and an internet service that Pacifica is providing. So that should be a very useful tool. In terms of the network priorities, I mean, if we had $50 million, I would eat everything on that menu that I listed, and I think we could probably fill up the gas tank there. In terms of priorities, I think there's a number of different critical objectives that we look at when we look at whether we want to launch something. We look at, first of all, does it meet the Pacifica mission? Secondly, does it enhance Pacifica's profile or local station profile? Thirdly, is it generating revenue for the station or for network? And fourthly, typically if it's a programming initiative, we want that program to spark some influence, have some influence in a national or regional or local debate. That's very important for us. So those are four basic criteria that we would look at a program,
so of the
whether
nine,
we would launch
would
it.
You start first, second, third, fourth, fifth.
Yeah, well, right away we're starting. We're going to roll out as part of our election year programming initiative on a trial basis an internet radio station. By July, we'll have a compilation Pacifica internet radio, and we'll roll that out, I think, on a five-month trial basis. We're looking at a five-month trial basis. And during that trial basis, we're going to see whether, in fact, it meets that criteria. Are we generating revenue? Is it sustainable for the foundation to invest in the future in there? So that's one thing we're launching right away, taking a look at and seeing if that's a sustainable model for Pacifica.
All right. Thanks. We have 5 minutes, or four. Carol and Dave, and then we're going to adjourn at 1 o'clock, so please be brief.
You mentioned, I know there's time tomorrow, but you mentioned that this is really going to be, a lot of this is going to be at the Finance Committee, trying to work it out. As a member of the Finance Committee, I feel that our duty is to ensure that there is funding base for the priorities of the board, not for the priorities of the Finance Committee. So I don't feel that the Finance Committee can decide the priorities of the network, and I want to know how we will decide the priorities of the network. And I believe, ultimately, the priorities of the network have to be arrived at by the executive director presenting us with a set of priorities or options, and our discussing them, and the board deciding what the priorities of the network are. There's nothing that I have read about in any of these things that I wouldn't like to put first on my list of priorities. I like them. I think there's a lot of real creative thought behind these. But we can't fund them all. So we're going to have to arrive at priorities. And I'm not sure that my first priority, if I heard all of the different things, would have been to roll out the Internet radio station. That decision got made without a board decision to do it. So I'm just pointing these out, and if we're going to approve a budget in September, we have a very short time for this board to determine, based on Dan's presenting us with options with budgets attached, perhaps.
Cheryl, you need to wind up. Thank you.
Looking forward to the discussion tomorrow.
Yeah, we have an hour and 15 minutes tomorrow. It's not a long time, but we want to approach these issues and also the ones that have not been covered here. All right, Dave.
Yeah, first of all, I don't want this taken in the wrong spirit. I have great respect for education and the length of time to become truly educated, the difference between an education and just a little training. Okay, that said, the interim program council at KPFK, or ad hoc program council last spring, I think it was, approved time for an African-American women's issue show. The general manager made space for it in the program schedule. Tandi Shimarenga and several other people organized some people. I taught Tandi to edit digitally in 3 hours. I taught them how to use a board in a couple of hours. 7 African-American women are involved in radio production. This is one of her CDs, one of her shows. It's really quite good. I want to reemphasize that you've got to integrate your training expenditures with what you're doing with people on the air. And I would like to hear a greater discussion about First Voices as an element of a larger approach to programming, providing different levels of training and getting people moving on getting their voice out as soon as possible, because that keeps motivation high. And again, I fully respect the things William has said about how meaningful that was to him, but there are lots of different kinds of people with lots of different skill levels, lots of different time, and this should be part of a larger program.
Okay,
that
thank you,
talking
Dave.
About.
No comments. We just don't have time. Sorry, Roger. You wanted to say something briefly.
I have a positive hopes with regard to this. There's been somewhat of an adversarial climate existing between management and the members of the station managers and so forth, between management and the board, and I'm hoping that I'm optimistic that will improve and that we'll be trusting each other more and so forth. But my brief request is that communications to the public from management are I feel they've been somewhat manipulative and inaccurate. And that perhaps we don't have time for this right now. We can we can discuss this sometime.
We'll talk it offline
during the weekend. And we really, I urge that we take more care in our communications to the public, so they're more they're clearer and are more truthful, more accurate, and less manipulative.
All right. I'm sorry to cut us off, but it's time to recess for lunch. We will come back at 1:25
and
reconvene.
Madam Chairman, I have a point of order. Madam Chairman,
what?
On the agenda, it shows here that we have from 5:45 until 7 p.m. reports from LSV chairs. I would like us to have an extended time and come back at 1:45, because reports from the LSV chairs are 5 minutes each for a total of 25 minutes plus 10 minutes for questions and answers. So we have enough time to extend the lunch for 45 minutes, and I'd like to do that.
No. Oh, God. All right. All right. It's been moved and seconded. Without objection, let's have a vote. How many people want to extend lunch for another 15 or 20 minutes? All those in favor?
Minutes.
For a total of 45 minutes, all those in favor?
Aye.
Give you a hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. 6. fails because we don't have a abstain. I guess everybody else abstained. So we'll come back at 1:25. Thank you.